Aristo Rizzi, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER this morning.
Lovely to be here.
Now, the film Sanctuary is about a campaign called Save Bateman Sanctuaries. For those who don't know about the campaign, can you just give us an idea of what it's about?
So a bit over a year ago, the New South Wales government started rolling back protections on 6 sanctuary zones in the Batemans Marine Park. They did this without any community consultation. The community down there, they love the marine sanctuaries, and they're outraged at this decision. It was a political decision that was anti-science. And the point of this campaign now is like to show that the community is starting to raise their voice to like fight back against this decision to hopefully try get the marine sanctuaries reinstated.
So tell us a bit about the film. What do you hope to achieve with it?
So the film is to, I guess the first thing to achieve with it is to show awareness. Like a lot of people that I speak to on the South Coast in the Illawarra and Sydney, no one knows that they've removed these sanctuary zones. Like a lot of the general public don't know because the government didn't tell anyone. And the second thing is to show like basically the science behind it, that like these marine sanctuaries, they work and they're needed. And as soon as you start rolling them back, any stock buildup that has happened over the last 10 years, it's just going to absolutely destroy that. And it's going to take a while to rebuild that. Another thing this film hopes to achieve is to give the community of the South Coast a voice. Different members of the community, business owners, scientists, fishermen, people that are stakeholders in these sanctuary zones. It gives them a space to voice their concerns. The South Coast is such a beautiful place. Like the environment down there is so pristine. So I guess in the film, I want to show just how beautiful it is down there. So then you can see why it's really important to have these sanctuary zones in place to protect this environment.
It is a beautiful place down there. Tell us a bit about some of the places that you saw and some of the places you went while filming.
So my favorite place down there that we filmed was Montague Island, obviously, Barangooba. It's off the coast of Nooruma. As soon as you put your head under the water there, it's like the place is just teeming with life. Heaps of seals swimming around, heaps of fish. You get grey nurse sharks. It's an underwater aquarium there. One of the dive sites there is actually called the aquarium. On Montague Island, there's 2 sanctuary zones there that have been rolled back by this decision. And it's sad to see that now like the whole island is going to be opened up to fishing. One of the other places we filmed at was Wagonga Inlet, which is a nice like estuary. It's full of seagrass. It's beautiful water there. And there's 2 sanctuary zones there that have been rolled back by this decision as well. And we filmed at Brow Lake and then Burrowa Point and yeah, just a bunch of marine sanctuary zones within the Batemans Marine Park. It's just a stunning region down there. It's so pristine. It was so beautiful to film in some of those locations and to then be able to document and capture and show people what the South Coast has to offer.
And we mentioned that it's a platform for the community to raise their voice. Who are some of the characters that we meet in the film?
So some of the characters we meet Brian Coxon, who's an oyster farmer on Wagonga Inlet. He gives his story of how the marine sanctuaries work with his oyster farming production and then the rollback, how that's going to negatively affect oyster farm production in Nooruma. We meet Wally Stewart, who's a UN native title claimant. He gives his story about not being consulted by the government about the rollback of these sanctuary zones. We talk to Professor David Booth, who gives his scientific expertise on how sanctuary zones work and talks about studies and all like the fish ecology that goes into sanctuary zones and why they're so important. And we talk to Laura Wells, who's a science communicator, and her experiences with the marine sanctuary zones down there. We talk to Paul West, who's a local down there in Bermagui. You might remember him from the River Cottage TV show. Yeah, he's a fisherman down there in Bermagui, and he talks about his experience with marine sanctuary zones and why they're so important to him as a fisherman. We also talk to a bunch of local business owners and stakeholders whose livelihoods depend on the marine parks and marine sanctuary zones.
And we see in the film a lot of underwater videography. Tell us a bit about the process of getting underwater and filming the marine life and people diving with the seals and things like that.
Filming under the water can be very tricky. You got to like time it up with the weather and the clarity, the visibility. It's like so much goes into kind of just timing it. And then once you get under, then I generally dive with a scuba tank so I can spend time kind of composing shots and getting things in focus, getting everything looking right. It's a challenging environment, but it's very fun to be under the water and get to witness all this beautiful marine life. So I pride myself in trying to make things look as beautiful as I can so then the community really can see that it's an aquarium under the water.
How difficult is it to scuba dive and film at the same time? I assume it takes heaps and heaps of practice.
Yeah. So when I got into scuba diving, like I didn't pick up a camera until I had at least 500 dives under the water. Just so then scuba diving or free diving, it's second nature. You're not thinking about your breathing or being under the water. It's like, it's just like walking or riding a bike at that point. So then when I started shooting, so then I could focus on the camera. So before like I started shooting on the water, I was a professional cameraman on land. But yeah, I just took the time, like really getting to dive for like a year, doing heaps of diving before I picked up a camera. So then I could, under the water, I don't think about anything of diving anymore. It's just been able to focus solely on the camera.
Wow. Now, I'm sure people are keen to see the film. How can they watch it?
The film Sanctuary premiered last night on the Save Bateman Sanctuary Facebook page. You can watch it on there now, like it's up there right now, or you could go onto the Save Bateman Sanctuary YouTube page and you can go on there and you can watch it in 4K. I highly recommend you do watch it in 4K if you have a 4K screen, because it just makes it look that much better. It will also be available on the Save Bateman Sanctuary's Instagram. Yeah, jump on any of those pages, give them a follow and share it with all your friends and family.
Wonderful. Sounds like an amazing project. Aristo Rizzi, thank you so much for joining me this morning on 2SER.
Thank you for having me.